Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I'd like to take this time to invite you to join us this Sunday, 10:30 a.m. We'll wrap up our Good News of Christmas series, the message focused on good news and how it must grow in our life. And then Sunday evening, 7 p.m., we'll have a New Year's Eve gathering, a fellowship and food gathering, just kind of a casual get-together. If we can make it, we'll go till midnight, but we'll start at 7 p.m. But come join us as we worship God together, as we grow together, as we encourage one another here at Deer Run at 2730 South Ironwood in South Bend. Also a reminder that here through the Christmas and New Year's holiday, these morning broadcasts will kind of have their own schedule or lack thereof, and be some days that they won't exist, and other days they'll just show up at who knows what time. But eventually we'll get back into a routine, but just taking advantage of the holiday season to spend some extra time with family and just enjoying spending that time with God as well. But this week, for what we've been doing, yesterday we had a broadcast and we're talking and praying about who Jesus is and how that should influence how we live life. And as I mentioned yesterday's broadcast, looking at a passage originally out of Isaiah, quoted in the Gospels, that describes who Jesus would be. And it says, "And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And today we're going to focus in on that Prince of Peace. Luke 2, verse 14. It says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on to men on whom his favor rests." The birth announcement, so to speak, of Jesus proclaimed peace upon those whom God's favor would rest. And we know, as we understand Scripture, that God's favor rests upon all who would call upon him. His desire is that no one would perish, but everyone would come to repentance and find a saving relationship through Jesus Christ. And so we recognize Jesus as the Prince of Peace. When I was thinking about this, I think about the way we think of a prince. It's the son of the king. And I suspect that most kingdoms, most kings who have sons, each son probably has a little bit different reputation one from another. And I think of King David, who wanted to build a temple to honor God, to establish a residence that was more permanent than the tabernacle, than the tent that had been used at God's instruction. And yet God said that he was not the one to do that because, well, he was a man of war, a man of blood shed. But that his son, Solomon, would be that small, compared to Jesus, a Prince of Peace, that one who would build the temple to honor God, that one that would seek peace. Now we recognize from Solomon's life that some of the ways that he sought to make peace with other countries, or they sought to make peace with him, were questionable at best and problematic in so many ways. But we think of Jesus, God's son, coming to earth not as a warrior king, not as a warrior prince, not as in a conquering mode, but as the Prince of Peace. He came with one primary goal, and that was to make a way that would bring peace between God and men, between us and God. The only way that peace could exist was to deal with the sin that separates us. And so Jesus came as the one who was God's Son, who would become king, seeking peace and making peace possible. Now, I talk about that because we're talking and praying this week about who Jesus is, what his presence in our life ought to do for us. Well, it ought to bring within us a peace with God. There are people, and many times all of us go through times in life where we are very concerned about where we stand with God. And that's not a bad thing to be concerned about that, but when it reaches the point of having done what God says, having surrendered to Jesus, having our sins washed away, having the gift of God's Spirit living within us, and yet still living with doubt, we need to be reminded that Jesus came as the Prince of Peace. Now, I know the enemy does everything in his power to make us question and doubt and, in a sense, disbelieve. But when we hold fast to Jesus, the Bible says that he can give us a peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that goes beyond explanation, a peace that doesn't make sense from the world's perspective. Because it's a peace with ourselves, it's a peace with God, it's a peace with one another. But having Jesus as the Prince of Peace dwelling within us through his Spirit ought to change the way that we interact with others. We ought to be a representative of that peace rather than a carrier of conflict. And it ought to be our desire to see people at peace with one another. It ought to be our desire to see people at peace with God. Now, not at the cost of truth, not at the cost of God's Word. It's not that we start tearing pages off because that somehow brings peace. It doesn't. But on the basis of God's love, on the basis of what Jesus has done to bring about peace between us and God, we ought to be able to live at peace, especially with those that have found that same peace with God. And so the good news of Christmas is the good news that was born Jesus, Prince of Peace. And so today, whatever comes our way, there very well may be something that tries to steal your peace from you, or at least interrupt it, at least bring confusion in the midst of it. But with Jesus as our Prince of Peace, we recognize and we understand and we claim an internal peace that flows externally from us because it flows from him. And we learn to have self-control and we learn to guard our reactions and the way we respond to people that get under our skin or do things in a way that, well, just doesn't seem right. And sometimes those things reach a point where we think we have to do something. And perhaps the thing we have to do is draw away from the intensity of the moment and seek God. There are times you read in Scripture that God does call us to take a stand, to stand firm against the devil and to watch him flee. But we must be careful that it's his desire that we do that and not simply ours. Sometimes we become so defensive of ourselves that we miss what it looks like to defend the Prince of Peace and to represent him well and to stand for what is good and right. And so as we celebrate Jesus, it's my prayer today that we celebrate him as the Prince of Peace. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has not only given us salvation, it's made us right with you, it's brought peace between us and you. You've done that through Jesus. Your Son, the Prince, who came to bring peace to earth. Oh, not a peace that meant nobody has wars or fights with one another, but a peace that makes things right between those who would call upon you and you. And Father, when we live with that kind of peace, we learn to have greater peace with one another. And I know on this earth that it isn't always what it ought to be. It isn't always what we want it to be. But with the help of your Spirit, we continue to grow in a manner that is peaceful. And we do so because we found a peace that surpasses all understanding. We found a peace that Jesus has brought to our life. A peace that has helped us to overcome the sin in our life and put it behind us and see it buried. And to know that it no longer has hold of us, it no longer has claim or power. And we've given all of that power to you. Father, as we live today, may we acknowledge the Prince of Peace being present in our life, in our world, in the things that we do and say. And may that Prince of Peace help us to hold our tongue when we need to speak up when we need to care for the weak and the oppressed, to share the good news of peace with those who are in conflict, especially those who are in conflict with you. Father, today as we live life, as we consider what it looks like to have surrendered fully to Jesus, may we live with a greater unity with those who have also been filled with your Spirit, who have also given control to the Prince of Peace. Father, as we cling to the goodness of Jesus, may he fill us with a peace that spreads from us to all that we encounter. And may we spread that good news of great joy for all people as we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.